So if you could give me like a little brief history of the band, how you started, and the idea behind the band.
Well, the band started in 2009. I had had a band previous to that that was similar to this band, but we got together with Larry Scholar from Raising Music in 2009. He was looking to produce a group that could cover all the bases of blues. And with my musical music set and Junior's musical set and Chaney's, having grown up in my house, we could do that, you know, play a lot of instruments and sing a lot of songs. So we did our first concert in 2009 in a place in outside of Paris called Al-Nusubah. And the town of Al-Nusubah actually produced the first record. And they actually produced another record by a group called the Chicago Living History. And 3 years, they produced two records, and both of them got Grammy nominations, which is pretty interesting for a little town in France. So that's how the group got started. We were interested in doing more than what you hear in the bars of the blues, you know, the shuffle, the slow blues. We wanted to do the things that got the blues to be what it was, the work song, the gospel, and everything included, you know. So that's what we try to do. That's what we're going to continue to try to do.
Well, that's a good explanation of the name of the band. I would think the name of the band would carry a bit of responsibility, sort of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a responsibility that we take on freely, and we're glad to do it because we listen to the radio, we go to music, and we don't hear what, you know, I as a African American listened to growing up. You know, it wasn't just one type of blues in the house; it was all types of blues. You know, and people stop at Chicago blues because that's what became popular in the '60s. But you know, actually, among Black people, Chicago blues was never the most popular blues. It's more the West Coast, the Detroit blues, the Texas blues. And Chicago blues actually more popular with the white rock players than actually black players. But it became popular because of that. And blues stayed actually in the limelight because of the white rock players, Eric Clapton, the Rolling Stones, the Jeff Beck. And we thank them for that, you know. And we're going to try to continue on it. But like I say, we're going to try to branch out and bring more of the people that I grew up with, the Mississippi John Hurst, the Fred McDowell's, you know, the Sam Chapman, those people, you don't hear those people anymore, and it's a shame because they are what the blues is really about. You know, from slavery to where the blues is today, they were the chain that linked those two together. So that's what we're going to try to do.
If you could maybe tell me a little bit about who's in the band, a little bit about each person.
Okay, well, we're coming with the quintet, and so the three people out front, the singers, will be myself, my daughter Chaney Sims, and Junior Mack on guitar and vocals. And like I say, Chaney grew up in my house, and we listened to everything from blues to jazz to country to bluegrass, you know, everything. That's where, you know, I'm a firm believer in Duke Ellington saying that there's only two types of music, good and bad. So we listen to all the good stuff. And Junior comes from a gospel background. Junior used to do a radio show here in New York on Columbia Radio, WKCR, for about 4 years, and he's got great interviews with some great gospel players like Pop Staples, and we'll be doing some of the Staples stuff that's going to be on our new record, probably at Creator. We're taking out some of the stuff from the new record for a little spin, see how it goes over. So you'll hear some of that too. And on harmonica, we'll have Vincent Boucher, who's from Paris, and he grew up in Paris, and he was a great friend of Sugar Blue, and Sugar Blue lives in Paris. Sugar Blue sort of took him under his wing. And also Matthew Scholar from Chicago, who's Larry Scholar, our producer's brother. He went to Chicago and lived with Matthew, and him and Matthew played in the Metro in Paris for a couple of years. So, and he's really entrenched in the African blues, so to speak. He plays with Babacore Traore, who is known as the Mali Bluesman. And he's really intense in that style of music. And on drums, we'll have Barry Harrison, who I've been playing with for a long time, and he played with Johnny Copeland until Johnny Copeland died, and he played with Shemeika for years, and is one of the staple of blues drummers here in New York City. He's pretty much a house drummer at Terra Blues here in New York City, and great drummer. So that'll be our band, you know, and all great musicians. I'm the weak link in the place. So I'm just glad they allowed me to play with it.